You're listening to the audio production of Moving Mountains, Audio Bible Studies by John Eldridge, published by Zondervan and presented by the author. These audio Bible studies are a unique learning experience. Unlike a traditional audiobook's direct narration of a book's text, Moving Mountains includes high-quality live recordings that cover the important points from each chapter as well as relevant material from other sources.
There is a way things work. This is one of the simplest, most basic, most important lessons in life. There is a way things work. Prayer is the greatest secret weapon God has given His people. It really is. Now, I know, we all have our own stories of prayer. And some of those stories involve confusion and disappointment. Some prayers seem to work, while others go unanswered. And I think that has caused a lot of good people to give up on prayer. And I believe we can find our way back to confidence in prayer, effective prayer. So let me begin our series with this simple idea. There is a way things work in every area of life. Take anything you love, playing an instrument, reading a book, cooking, riding a bicycle. It all took practice. It was all something to be learned. Because there is a way things work to playing an instrument or reading a book or riding a bike. You chefs know that you can't just raid the cupboards and throw it all in a bowl and have a wonderful meal pop out, right? You musicians know that making beautiful music takes time and patience. Because there is a way things work to playing an instrument or cooking or riding a bicycle. Okay? So the same holds true for prayer. Effective prayer, powerful prayer, is something to be learned. After all, the disciples said to Jesus, "Teach us to pray." You see, they saw in Him a different way of praying, and they saw the results, and so they said, "Teach us." Look, I'm going to go ahead and name the elephant in the room. Some prayers work, some prayers don't, and there is a reason why. Think about apologies. There are apologies that work and apologies that don't. Just because you say the right words doesn't mean it's going to have a good effect. Let's say your spouse or friend said something last night that offended you, and they come back today to make an apology. If all they say is, "I'm sorry, let it go," it's not a good apology. That apology does not work. But if they say, "I am very sorry for what I said last night. You have every reason to be angry, and I'm here to ask your forgiveness. Will you forgive me for my offensive words?" Now, that apology is going to produce a very different outcome, because there is a way things work in every area of life. In the summer of 2012, a wildfire swept the hills near our home in Colorado. Now, for days, we watched the news anxiously, but the report said that the fire would stay west of town and move north. But then the wind started gusting to 65 miles an hour, and the Waldo Canyon Fire jumped containment lines and began sweeping east towards the city limits of Colorado Springs. When all was said and done, 20,000 acres and more than 340 homes would be consumed. Now, our house sits right against the forest. For days, we could see the plume of smoke rising like the plume of a volcano. When the fire began raging towards town, we were among the families to be evacuated. I could see the fire coming as I raced at home, and so we grabbed the dog and a few belongings and said goodbye to everything else. Our neighbors were the last to leave, and they said that the trees on the hill behind our homes were exploding. They were certain everything would be lost. We prayed hard. A lot of our friends were praying hard too, fervent prayer.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?